Mother Jones is dead and gone, she could no longer stay. No one knew how old she was, but she was often heard to say how she was born in 1830 in the Swede County Cork. But she crossed the foaming billows till she landed in New York. Mother Jones, the miner's angel, must be treated with respect. She's an old-fashioned lady, and you never would suspect that this gown and this bonnet would fill a rich man full of dread. She's the most dangerous woman in America, they said. I see her marching down the street with her umbrella in her hand. I can hear her still at Ludlow, where the miners made a stand. And she says, John D, will you kindly tell to me, how could you let your troopers lay their 13 children down in the horrors of West Virginia and in Colorado too? Mother Jones and her miners, they never could subdue, and the men they fought and died in their tents and shanty towns, and the women stood like a wall of steel that nothing could batter down. Mother Jones, the miner's angel, must be treated with respect. She's an old-fashioned lady, and you never would suspect that this gown and this bonnet would fill a rich man full of dread. She's the most dangerous woman in America, they said. And it's now for the evils of child labor, says she. And the march of the mill children took place in 1903 from Philadelphia to New York. And she says, I'm going to shove Wall Street, the flesh and blood they squeeze to make their dough. When she died in 1930, oh, the sadness was profound. And they laid her to rest in a Union burial ground. And she lies in Mount Olive, where the midnight wind it moans. Stand up for the Union, cries the spirit of Mother Jones. And the rich man and his police and his pulpit and his press got away with murder then, they get away with it yet. But we'll form a mighty Union and we won't be overthrown, and we never will forget the spirit of Mother Jones.